I'm here to tell you about a brand new development called Fontana, and it's on a beautiful site in the Cascata de Camojan area. And I've been involved in the project for about a year now. I work for a company called MADE. We are project managers and development and consultancy. So we've been involved in the project for about a year now, and the project is a community of five luxury villas. The villas are very big houses. They range from about 900 square meters to 1,400.
Wow.
But what we are very privileged and excited about is the whole sort of package of working on a piece of land which we believe is one of the nicest land pieces of land in the area, and the product itself is a beautiful design. The architects are a practice who you will know, Torres y Sierra, and they're the architects who are behind. They're the people behind the Finca Cortesín down in the Manilva area. So they have come up with a design which, shall we say, is not overly traditional and not quite contemporary, but with little touches of the two. The idea is that it's a style that that will last the test of time. We're hoping that the product will be valued for a long, long time. And the idea is to set up this micro community, shall we say, within the community of Cascada de Camojan. And we're hoping to blend it all into the natural landscape. We've got a lot of natural trees there. We have a landscape architect, Javier del Rio, involved in the scheme. And the location that has, because it's an elevated site, beautiful views over the sea, and right behind you have the mountains and La Concha in all its glory. So just starting off with the location of the land is quite special.
There are a lot of people involved. I imagine that's why they got a company like you to coordinate, because between builders, developers, investors, architects, and what I did like to see was how much local involvement is in expected. People working, building companies. It's very much, although an international instigated product, very much a local project in its essence.
Definitely, that's one of the things that we feel very good about as well. Working in this area, and of course the contacts we have, and so on. There are two investment companies. One is both based in southern England, Pennar Properties, headed by Christopher, who should have been here today, and Pacific Investments, who are a very big concern, who have interests all over the world. So what we like is the fact that they have a personal interest in this local area, and right from the start, the idea has been to call on local contractors, suppliers, and business people to carry out the project.
Nice. And then once it's working, I believe then to maintain the project also, there'll be local
Exactly, as I
workers needed.
said,
Yeah.
yeah, we'll set up
Wonderful.
a sort of micro community, and we think that will offer 10 or 12 full-time positions of employment.
Well, I was actually talking with my other half this morning that we might be buying the five. We've been talking for years that the ideal setup for our family would all be to have the houses in one urbanization. Then we're
But
all
separated,
but separated. And then when everyone's there, you're all together. And if you're not there, their kids can rent out their one or whatever they want to do with
That
it.
would be your ideal.
That would be my ideal. Would be to have, well, actually, it would be a few more because it'd be a house for you.
Thank
And then, we'd all live together and
Well,
then have a little
you'll have to be quick because we've all got our names on them, so.
Well, okay, let's talk after the show. What stage is your development at now of this five bespoke complex
Well,
urbanization?
the design is complete. We are just getting the prices in from the contractors. We're all ready to go, and we're just waiting for the building license to come in.
You're saying just waiting as well?
Just
That's just
waiting.
okay. So you mean like tomorrow, the next day? We talk about 2020.
No, we're a lot more confident than that. We obviously the big shock here in Marbella has been the change of the in the Plan General, of course, and but we sympathize with the town hall. It was just as much a shock to them as to anybody else. They've they've got their difficulties in dealing with it. But fortunately, in our case, the land, the building classification has not changed. It's buildable in every sense that it was under the 2010
scheme. So at least it's just a process,
It's a process, and what's changed is the legislation and the process in the building approval, shall we say, of the licence that has changed and a bit more long-winded. But we've had regular meetings with the town hall, because our philosophy is not just sort of applying and then banging your hands on the table when it doesn't arrive. We've wanted to understand things from their point of view, what's needed, so that we can deliver every bit of information, calculation that they will need to make the process easier for them as well.
Noel, a man after your own heart.
Yeah, that's the way we found that we had to do it in the end. You just have to really ask for every detail that they want and present it to them in that full detail, to that extent.
Exactly. And what we're trying to do is create a situation where they've got no obstacles and they've got nothing that they can come back to and say, well, you need this, that, and so on.
And if you do that without making them feel like idiots or they're wasting your time, then you're really well ahead of the game.
Well, yeah. We've found them very receptive, yeah. We've asked for meetings. We've had every meeting that the architects have felt necessary. And I think they appreciate that the fact we're trying to help them, help us, help them, sort of.
Exactly. Very good philosophy. And if you're listening and you're trying to get something done, banging hands, screaming and shouting and telling them how it is back home is not going to help you. In fact, it's going to do you more harm than you can possibly imagine. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. I don't even know which company to say you're from. I mean, you're MADE.
My company is MADE. We are the project managers, yeah.
And course, you made it. He made it. Yeah, they're really MADE.
And the development is Fontana. And there is a website where you can see the villas and the project that's intended, and it's simply fontanamarbella.com.
Well, that's a nice, easy web, fontanamarbella.com, to get more information on this fabulous, bespoke, five-villa urbanisation complex that is just sounds wonderful. I want to buy the whole thing, so I better work a few more jobs, and a few more jobs on the list. Steve, I'm sure we'll be meeting up again. Thank you, Georgina Shaw, for sending you along.